views on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Did I just blow your ears out right then? Okay. Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday.
Good morning.
22nd of July, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Exactly the same place where our chat room is. Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
And what national day is it out there?
It is Refreshment Day.
Well, it couldn't be as good as yesterday.
Hot Dog Day.
National Hot Dog Day yesterday.
Did you ever go to that little stand?
I went to Randy's, and Randy is the one that has the hot dog stand right down on Yuba Street, right outside the post office. He serves all beef hot dogs, and they're the best. Well, I really enjoy. I can say, well, they're the best in town.
And then you get all kinds of static.
And I, you know, people, but you know what? I enjoy him, and because I like talking to him, and he has got, I tell you what, you talk about somebody with his ear on the street where he's at.
Yeah.
He knows when they've released more prisoners out of, he can tell. He goes, yeah, the street's been really lively today. But it's he's a hot dog vendor on the street. And but he doesn't go out there if it's over 100 and something. He says people just, you know, people aren't moving around like that. But he's had been there for 7-8 years, and it's right where they're building the county and the new county courthouse. And he, it's a lot of activity down there. So, yeah, Randy, big shout out to Randy. Okay.
Okay.
And, of course, Trish is here.
It is 72 degrees in downtown Reading. Got a little smoke in the sky this morning. A high of 104, a low of 69 today. On Friday, we're looking for a high of 106 and a low of 71. Saturday, hot, 109, a low of 74. And on Sunday, 107 and a low of 73. Into next week, Monday, 104. Tuesday, 100. Wednesday, 101, so maybe a little cooling trend if we get in through the week.
Wow.
Doesn't look like the weather's going to give us a break anytime soon. It is smoky. It is hot. Be careful of all of your animals and people and try to stay hydrated and stay cool. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, well, we have Rick Bassetti will be coming in at 7:30. You know, they're having those big they're having the big concerts down there at Tiger Field every Thursday. And on August 5th, I just want to mention it, that my birthday, Bassetti's birthday, Boyce Muse's birthday, and a big country western concert down
just
there.
Just all for you guys.
Just for us, and I'm inviting people. Linda and I are going to be there. And if you want to come out and listen to some music and dance and have a beer or two and all those things, we're going to be out there. That's going to be my birthday party.
And
my birthday party is with hundreds of other people out there dancing on the infield. Two-stepping. Cotton Eye Joe-ing. I don't line dance. I've never line danced. Have you ever line danced?
No. Yes,
it's
once.
Cute. It's cute.
I did it, and that's, yeah. It
really is cute. Until you see guys in there.
I'm not a fan.
Dressed up like cowboys.
I'm not a fan. I like to see a performance of the line dancers, but I'm not crazy about seeing it. A bunch of people take over the dance floor doing.
But then there's some places that say, okay, this is a line dance. Everybody goes out and line dances, and then you have regular dancing again.
Yeah, okay.
I was dating a woman once that we went to down in San Diego. She loved to go to In Cahoots, which is a country western place. She says, okay, we've got to go to the station. It's line dancing. And I looked at her and I said, I don't line dance. And she goes, oh, try it. You're going to really like it. I tried it. Didn't like it. Nah.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, I
and I'm not saying, you know, about line dancing. I just.
Not my cup of tea. I like to dance, but I like a partner. I'm not a big fan of the just stand on the floor and move around. I like a partner. I mean, I want to do a jitterbug or a two-step or a waltz or a, I like a partner. I want to know that I'm dancing with someone, not just dancing. I mean, I can dance in my kitchen, in my front room by myself. I like a partner.
I've got to, roll back on this one.
Okay.
Jitterbug. What is the jitterbug?
Well, the jitterbug.
Is that where they throw you up over their hips?
Well,
sort of.
Okay, you're talking the 50s and the 60s, but you can still do that. And
40s?
No. but we did it in the 60s and the 70s, and I like to do that. And I don't know what they call it now. They do it. There's still people that do it. And you have a partner. You actually are doing something together and are interacting There was a great comedian, and I've forgotten the line now, but he had something really interesting to say about the dancing that they're doing today. It doesn't have a partner. Dancing, in my mind, conjures up a couple doing something. They're waltzing, they're foxtrotting, they're samba, rumba, whatever. I like ballroom dancing. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's
good. I enjoy it.
Well, in today's dances, it's probably a good thing that in today's dancing, that I'm not attached to Linda when I'm dancing, because then she has plausible deniability that if I'm with her, she goes, no, I don't know who that guy is dancing like that over there. No, I've never seen him before. I'm over here dancing here.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hey, lots of things to talk about. Tomorrow, Dr. Doug Craig's going to join me, and we're going to discuss critical race theory, immigration. And a couple other things, as we hope adults would, that without anger or rancor, but we are inviting other people to join in the conversation, as long as it's a question, you know, as long as it's something pithy to that, something that is akin to that, and not get into, you know, calling each other Nazis and racist and communists. You know, that's never going to happen with Doug and I. We can, we respect each other and we're going to discuss it. And we don't agree on a lot of the aspects of it, but we do agree on some of them. On the different things, on immigration, that we've got a couple of things we're going to be talking about. We're going to do this once a month. And to throw those out and invite other people to have
input.
Input on it, because I don't have the answers. Doug doesn't have all the answers. I don't think anybody has all the answers out there. But we've got to find the ability to agree to disagree, but move forward instead of this siloing, which the media and the politicians have done so successfully.
That's true, and I know that there's always two sides to an issue. I will tell you that there are also, and not specifically with critical race theory, there's also the aspect of right and wrong. And so sometimes they come up with something. I'm not referring to anything particular.
Right.
We went through this when in the 90s, late 90s, where they started with getting everybody, both sides in a room, and getting them, let's figure out the things we agree on.
Yeah.
And that we can agree on. Well, bottom line, you got everybody in the room, and you found all these things that everybody could agree on, and in order to actually agree on some of those things, because a lot of times we're talking about something that was either right or was wrong.
Right.
Everybody had to leave their principles and their beliefs at the door and both come out of the room with a stance that nobody believed in.
Oh, okay.
And I have a hard time with that in some instances. You can't always, sometimes You just have to agree to disagree and move on.
Absolutely. And
because you're never going to get me to believe what you believe.
No, no.
Or the other way around.
Nor should you just cast aside your beliefs or your response, you know, that things that you...
The principles that guide you.
It doesn't mean you do that. It means...
But exactly what they were trying to do and have successfully done in a lot of instances where we come up with a mire where nobody's doing with it.
Well, you can't give up the principles that got you here.
That's right.
On the other hand, you've got to have an open mind to be able to listen to see why does this occur? Why does it happen? Why is it such a big thing? Because there are obviously aspects of race that are being taught in schools and have been taught in schools forever about equality and opening up, that people shouldn't be discriminated against because of the color of their skin or the fact that they're gay or the fact that they're a conservative Republican woman. You know what? You shouldn't be discriminated against.
Right.
And it happens to all those I just asked. I just talked about. But it doesn't mean...
It doesn't mean society
is a failure. Okay.
Or that the entire society is permeated with it. There are those instances, and there are those people, but that's not everybody.
Well, feel free to listen tomorrow and jump in. Hey, gosh, it's been a long time since we talked about you and Sleep Number. You know, the thing about Sleep Number is, with the new 360 smart bed we have, you know, we can adjust it, of course, as we always have, but, if you choose to join their fact finding or their data gathering, it helps you, it'll give you feedback on how much you move during the night, that, you know, it adjusts, the bed, but of course adjusts to you. And, the fact that Sleep Number is still rated 1 and 2 by the Consumer Reports, and that we've had, well, my sister called me, Sandy called, a few months ago, and said, "Is it Sleep Number as good as you all keep talking about?" We said, "Yeah." So they bought one too, and they seem to enjoy it a lot, and it's adjustable. And she said she found out her dog. You know, because they have the one where the bed can come up on your side. She said their dog, Boo, doesn't like sleeping right on that one spot. So we'll move back and forth. The dog sleeps well. Anyway, and you've had yours for how long?
Well, my bed is probably 17, 18 years old.
At least,
it's perfectly good. It Sleep Number is 55 as a general rule.
With this new mattress, I went, you know, and it's funny, I've moved this mattress back and forth. Because my Sleep Number started out at 40. Then I went up to 60. And because it's a different type of mattress. Then went up to 60, 65, and now it's back down to 40 again. And obviously it's got probably something to do with whatever I'm doing that week.
I think so.
But that's my Sleep Number. Linda's Sleep Number is a constant 35. And right now, my friends, discover proven quality sleep. Save up to $1,200 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing. This ends next Monday. Now, that's subject to credit approval, of course, and minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details and go over to the Target Shopping Center. Go into our Sleep Number store. See Steve or any of the pros in there. Try out the beds. You won't be sorry. 7:19 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Forgotten, I Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I've been forgotten, I Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. We're here. Trish Clark and I are here, 7:24 in the morning, 7:22. Today at 7:22, it's July the 22nd is what I meant. Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment. You know, I like John Bastiani. It's great customer service at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally run. He's got guns. He's got ammo. He's got great customer service. He's got great gunsmithing. I can't think of any other place I would go to buy a gun, and I haven't. I buy my guns from John Bastiani because I trust him. And he was located at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. And he's open Tuesday through Saturday. Go on in. He's got that KCNR banner there. It says KCNR supports the Second Amendment. And we do. And frankly, Second Amendment's under attack. But Larry Elder. Yes. Back on the ballot.
That's good to hear. I think it's interesting because I think that neither side wants him. He's a true conservative. A lot of your rhino Republicans are not stepping in line because I don't think he wants to play the same game that the rest of the elected politicians on both sides have been playing.
Well, I
think he'd make a great governor.
I think that his show is on our station here. We play it in the morning. And, later in the evening, and we got these emails from the show people, the producers and, coming out to all the affiliates going, those emails were on fire going, you gotta drop these commercials. Like, we're gonna I'm gonna have somebody here watching the break to take out certain commercials because Larry was getting ready to announce that he was running for governor. And then they said, well, if you could even play another show today. And they were obviously their hair was on fire. So I sent them back an email. Got it. Understand. I didn't do anything, but I just want to know that I got it and I understood. I didn't do anything because it was too difficult to do that day to change our programming around. I said it out loud. So, yeah, I think Larry Elder would be
I think he's an excellent guy.
Well, you know what? He's a conservative. He brings in different perspectives. The fact that Gavin Newsom has done such a horrible job here, and it is so blatantly obvious time after time that he's got no concept of what's going on. Like, they make the announcement again. Kids will mask at school. Well, that's the ruling. Kids will mask at school. And if parents don't want their kids to mask, fine. We have distance learning. So next week we're going to have, the Shasta County Office of Education's the man who's in charge of all the distance learning. He's coming in, and we're going to discuss distance learning. I really am woefully inadequate to discuss it because I don't know anything about it. You know, I think of that as for kids, and they've had distance learning for years for kids that can't come to school,
right?
And for a variety of reasons. But then last year, everything was distance learning, and it was hard for teachers. A lot of teachers just. I should say a number of teachers just weren't any good at this. They were good in the classroom, but trying to present, it's hard.
And a lot of students are not very good at it.
They're not. Look at the scores.
Exactly. And the whole thing with the masks, we can get into that.
Judy Flores came back to me with a really, she explained it because I went to Judy and I said, so what's going on with masks next year, Judy? And Judy laid it all out from what the state said and what the school districts are doing, what the instructions are. It's not, people blame the Board of Supervisors for what's happening at our county schools. And the Board of Supervisors have absolutely nothing to do with our schools. We know that.
Well, that's exactly true because we have a superintendent of schools. However, there is an allegation, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but part of the reason they kept going to the board about it was because they were acting on the information, the schools were acting on the information from the public health department. Public health officer is under the control of the Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
And, And that's why
and that's
they were.
One of the first things they want to do after the recall, if it's successful, is Karen Ramston, Dr. Ramston, Stan Ram.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful,
but obviously the last part of her name has escaped us. They want to get rid of her.
Okay, but the allegation was that in fact the public health person was going beyond the requirements of the state. Her guidelines were beyond what the state was required. I don't know that that's true, but that's the allegation that's been made.
That's the allegation.
So that was why they were addressing the Board of Supervisors, who refused to respond to that.
Well, you know, I have people that are really afraid to come on the show, that would have come on the show last, 2 years ago, because of the animosity that's been shown to them.
On both sides.
I've asked Alyssa McEwen to come on. We've had other people that have come on that were for the recall, obviously, and trying to get the supervisors on now. I've got invitations out to Joe and Leonard Modi to come on. I see no reason why they wouldn't. Leonard's been on other shows. Mary was on a show on our station. But it was a friendly show. And I said, well, look, Mary, this is what I want from the Board of Supervisors. If I can't get them, I want Les and Patrick in, because there's more to, I don't even want to talk about recall. I really don't want to talk about recall. I want to talk about everything else that's going on that we, in our county. I mean, there's many things that are happening, but as far as anybody's concerned, the only thing that's happening in this county is a recall. And that's not true. There's other things that are going on.
Well,
that nobody knows anything about. Hiring of Eric McGreaney. Hiring of the new sheriff. How are we moving on? How are the firefighting? What's the county doing to try and keep the county safe? I mean, there's a million things in there
to
talk about.
The county budget was just adopted. I didn't see anything for ever and above. I mean, nothing about the budget, and it's huge. It's a big increase over last year. And yet, where's the conversation about that?
Nothing.
And just to the end of the recall, see, what really irritates me about the recall is that all of the issues that started the recall, all of the things that came up, that the reason the people started being upset with the Board of Supervisors have totally been lost in the argument between two people. A fist fight behind a bar. That's what it's about. And that's all anybody's talking about.
I can tell you, I don't know for sure. I've never sat down with Carlos Napoli.
I don't know either one of them.
I don't know Nathan Pinckney either. I don't think I know him.
My point is that in the whole message of the recall, why it's legal, why it's done, that's the people's recourse, all of that has been lost in this whole thing. And all we're talking about is this key points of where the excursion thing is. It's just so sad that we can't get to the real information.
Well, speaking of getting to the real information, right after this break, we got Rick Bassetti here. And we're getting the real information about what's happening down at Tiger Field and a few other things that I've already mentioned about birthdays coming up. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank obviously is a success. It's because not only do they have three branches, one at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, one right downtown here at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. But they are opening up their fourth branch where?
In the city of Anderson.
At the old
Kentucky Fried Chicken place.
Kentucky Fried Chicken place, which is nationally famous years ago when I first moved here.
Because the
girls, one of those hot days, were in their bathing suits in the parts sink.
Yep.
Bathing their parts.
Putting it on Facebook.
Yep, it was on Facebook, made us famous. in case your Kentucky Fried Chicken 12 years down in Anderson tasted a little different down there, but there, it's going to be
great things that we're famous for.
That's right. Cornerstone Community Bank, they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they began. We'll be right back with Rick Bassetti.
All the old paintings on the tomb, they do the stand out. Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to reverses.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott, Thursday, the 22nd of July, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding, California. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, a tremendous selection of jewelry, everything from estate jewelry, Native American, to specially designed pieces that they do there. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and it's one of Trish's and Linda's favorite places to just kind of hang out at in the afternoons. We're here today with Rick Bassetti. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Thursday. And if it's Thursday, it's Tiger Field. And if it's Tiger Field, it's music.
It's Evening on the Green.
Evening on the Green.
Tonight is Hook. They're a six-musician band, two lead singers, male and female. They do hits from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, plus other eras. Basically some rock and roll. And gates open at 6:30. We're serving pizza on the slice from Shasta Pizza, also wings. And then, come on out. Concert starts at 8. What we did for people are trying to have a concept of what we did and how, well, do I bring chairs? How do I, am I sitting on the field?
Tell people about it again.
Well, what we did was, if you've been to a ball game, and if you ever been to a ball game, you know how baseball parks are shaped, mm-hmm. right? And everybody sits around the backstop and they look at home plate where the hitter's coming up.
Yep.
Well, what we did is we dropped the nets on the backstop. People sit in the same stadium seats that we have there, and we put the stage for the band right on home plate, and they're looking at the crowd. So, you know, you're in the shade totally at 7:15, regardless of what the temperature was. We always get that river breeze, you know, that comes through South City Park there about 7 o'clock every night. And we have cold beer, wine, seltzers, popsicles, and ice cream and stuff like that for the little ones.
And what does it cost? Is
$5 to get in.
$5
to get in. Now.
$5 to get in.
I know.
Most places are free. We understand that.
Can you dance?
Yes, you can dance. Matter of fact, we have dancing on the grass apron right in front of the band. And we have people dancing in the aisles a lot of times.
Well,
excuse me.
Linda says, I'm the hardest person to buy a birthday present for, and my birthday is coming up, as is Rick's, and Boyce Muses.
We share the same birthday.
We all share the same birthday, August 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you're the hardest person. Do you want to go on a trip? Do you want this? Do you want that? You know, right now I've narrowed it down to what I want is one of those old, you know, those blue enamel coffee pots so I can make, you know.
Percolator.
A percolator.
Yeah.
And she goes, she just shakes her head.
See, I have one of those in my garage, actually.
Do you really? Does it have the little, white, you know, where you can see it?
Bup,
you
know? Bup. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not using it?
I think it's still there. I think it's still the stuff I took out of the.
The reason I brought this up, I said, you know what I want to do?
Oh.
We're going down to Tiger Field to celebrate my birthday. It's Country Western Group, right?
Country Western. It is Lance Michael Cornwell, and he's pretty well known around town, around Shasta County, North State. He has a pretty large following as well. He's a rocking cowboy. He does a lot of the dark brooks
and since we can dance, I'm wearing my boots and hat and I said that's what I want. That's my birthday party, or that's what you can do. Is we're going to go down to Tiger Field. I'm inviting everybody. We're going to call people and say, come on down. It's a concert. It costs $5.
$5.
Come on. We're going to get tickets, some tickets, of course.
Right.
Rick's going to, you know, give us some tickets. And I'm inviting all our listeners. I'm putting it on Facebook that, we're going down there on birthday night and I'm going to have a beer.
Yeah.
Do you have snow cones still?
No snow cones.
Okay.
We didn't bring out the snow cone machine.
Okay, but the probably a you know, some wings or something like that.
Yeah.
Listen to great music and dance out there. That's what I want. And she
sounds like a good birthday party.
It sounds to me like a great birthday party.
It is. You know, the park is beautiful right now. It's so lush and green down there. We haven't had any real issues in the last 2.5 years since.
But we're talking about, of course,
since the fence went
Tiger Field.
We're talking about the assaults and everything that went on at Tiger Field before, including Rick getting assaulted. And that was kind of that was the catalyst, you might say.
Made you mad, did it, Rick?
Oh, man.
I'm done.
I mean, well, you know what? We were just screaming about it. I wrote stuff to the city council. I had one city council member say, wow, I drive by here every day and I haven't noticed anything. Which when she said that, I just looked at her and I went,
yeah.
Really? Do you drive by? I mean, we're talking.
That was 4 years ago, right?
Oh, that was four years ago. Yeah. And since then, though, of course, we've got, you've been driving it, but people donated money to put up sections of the fence.
Right.
And that really helped a lot. And then the Sons of Italy came in there with the
bocce carts. We have people now coming down and using the tennis courts again. It's because the park is now by reservation only. They don't charge you to use the park. You just have to make a reservation to use it. And so they'll want an address and a credit card for a deposit to clean up if you don't clean up when you leave.
I can't imagine anybody's been charged on that either.
Before our concert last week, about 15 people showed up. You know, we're getting all set up, and these people come over, and they're going, it's okay if we made reservations to play bocce. Is it okay if we do that? And I said, sure, go ahead. You'll enjoy the music. You know, and so they did, and, you know, it was synergistic.
Yeah.
You know, and so we had people over there rolling bocce balls while we had the concert going on, You know, it'll be fun. Next week we have Sugar. It's three female vocalists, and they do a lot of harmonizing, a lot of like Fleetwood Mac and Dixie Chicks and songs like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
We have a band coming in August after our birthday. It's Billy and the Jets, and they're a tribute band to Billy Joel and Elton John. And
oh,
so
wow.
You get Billy Joel, yeah, you get Billy Joel songs and Elton John songs all night. And then we end up our season with a band made up, got a couple of Anderson kids into it, and it's called Pine Dogs. And it's a good old rock and roll band. And
Pine Dogs.
Pine Dogs.
How can you
not,
how can you not like
dog.
That?
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. It's been working out really well. The crowds have been good. They've been growing every week. And, you know, we understand there's lots of competition in this town for live music and stuff like that.
But music venues are very popular, and the outdoor ones, I know, and Anderson has the Mosquito Serenade on Wednesday nights.
Right.
That's just been historically a fun gathering time.
Right.
This on Thursday night, no competition between the two. People like to get out, and they want to be outdoors this time of year.
Exactly. And, you know, there's been a few people who try to come after people on their social media stuff saying, well, why would you want to go there? There's nothing but crime and transients, and it's so hot. Oh, yeah, there's, and I said, obviously, our answer was, obviously, you haven't been here in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 30,000 baseball fans can't be totally wrong.
Right.
You know, that's what we average during the course of a Colt 45 season. And so, and which we will be back next year. We're already building the team. We'll have our schedule set here. I already have announcers set up
for next year.
Fantastic.
And so, I mean, we're going to rock with that one. I mean, we need it. Unfortunately, it would have been such a great season this year too. But unfortunately, with all the,
we had to make our decision in March, and we can't make our decision based on what's going to happen. And so, in March, county health people said 25%. Occupancy. Nobody wants their seated. They cannot get out of their seats to go get in line for any food or drink or anything like that. So you have to serve them in their seats. And the counties, I'm going, whoa, we're not a restaurant, you know. And then we're all volunteers. We're a bunch of old people. Well, some of us are young. I think they might take offense to that, the youngsters that come down and help us. But, you know, we couldn't do that. And then they're going to have to be tested once a week. And I just, all this bureaucracy crud, I just said, you know what? And we had to pull the trigger. And when we pull the trigger for the Colt 45, it's $35,000 is the first, you know, $15,000 for umpires, $10,000 for balls, $10,000 for bats.
There it goes.
Yeah.
And you still got stuff from last year or from the year before, probably.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're sitting there trying to balance all that. And then the coup de grace was there was four teams from the Bay Area that were told by their counties that – at that point in time in March, they could not leave their counties. They could play contiguously. So Sonoma could play Solano County or Marin County, but they couldn't go to Shasta County and come back because they might bring the virus down to them and stuff. So there, we lost half of our games on our schedule. And so now we're going, okay. Yeah. So it didn't make sense. We couldn't do it.
But moving forward.
Moving forward.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, Quick and Clean Car Wash has been around for 100 years. Can you believe that? 100 years. Wow. And they're located right on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. And if you're looking for a car washing experience that's pleasant, the people are really nice, and your car comes out clean and wiped off.
And soft cloth.
And with
the soft
cloth.
And that's important because you don't get the gravel, and they wipe off your car afterwards.
And right now, if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 and you get 3 free. All this at Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back. 7:48 in the morning here. It's going up to 102 today, I think.
It's a cool day.
It's a cool day. And
104.
But by 8 o'clock tonight, it'll be down into
about 92.
92 plus the river. Brush the river breeze down at Tiger Field. We'll be right back.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I take snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
Checking the land.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Dinorama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
I got my first real six string, rolled it out the five and done, played it till my fingers bled.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Good morning, everybody. It is July 22nd, 7:53 in the morning, 74 degrees out there, going up to 104 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we're here with Rick Bassetti, who, if you don't know Rick Bassetti, he must have just moved to town, but he was a professional baseball player for many years.
11.
11 years, played for 46 different teams. No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
No, you played with four teams. Four teams. And, you were in the bigs. And, you know, and it was, of course, a city councilman here. And then he jump-started the Colt 45's baseball program. And in case anybody is somehow doesn't understand this, Rick Bassetti doesn't own the Colt 45s. He doesn't own the Tiger Field. He doesn't have special privileges. I mean, he doesn't make $1 million a year off this. This man genuinely loves baseball. And I was there when he made the announcement the first time 2 years ago, we couldn't play baseball this year.
And for the first time in Rick's life, practically
60 years at that point. Yeah.
Since you were seven.
Yeah.
You've been one of the boys of summer.
Right.
And you couldn't do it. And
it was heart-wrenching.
You were tears, the whole thing.
And yeah.
I always say, you know, I've known Rick for many, many, many years. And I always said that baseball was such an integral part of who you are and what you are. You couldn't have a conversation with Rick longer than about 10 minutes that you didn't know he was involved in baseball. That is just a part of who he is. Well, I am Rick Bezzetti. I was a baseball player. I mean, that just comes out in your personality.
You didn't do that.
No, but I mean...
It's somewhere in there.
It's somewhere in that conversation because it was such a part of who you are.
What baseball did was baseball is a team sport. And what I gained from that growing up and then moving on and playing professionally and moving up through, it took me a number of years to get to the big leagues, you know, was how to be a team player. And so I took that philosophy into my life. I took it when we bought and started our business. We had a technology business here. It was called Team Solutions. And so everyone on the team had a role. And when you have teams and everyone understands what their role is, you have a team here, Carl. Chris, you've had teams with your businesses, right? And when people understand what their roles are and what they're supposed to do, you can succeed. And so that's what we've tried to do with the Colt 45s. You know, I'm not playing anymore. I can't get out on the field, can't do any of that stuff. So we put together teams. I've got some young coaches who love the game as much as I love the game. And we have a board of directors who love the game as much as I do. And everyone contributes in their way that they can. And so from a team aspect, and I use that metaphor a lot with the young boys when I'm going, when you grow up, you know, I tell them that they're out here playing ball now and they're sophomores in college or juniors in college. I go, when you grow up and join the real world, because at some point in time, you will stop playing baseball. Take what you're learning here. If you're a leadoff hitter, and you're a leadoff hitter with a company, make things happen. Get on base. Make things happen. If you're the guy who's the great defensive specialist, save your team. You know, save it when they need the help to be saved. You know, that sort of thing. And so that's what I've learned from this game, and that's what I've tried to transfer.
I've got 2 minutes left.
Sure.
So you get 1 minute for this answer.
Okay.
Okay. Baseball's a team sport.
Right.
Pitchers really feel like that?
They do, especially when they give up a line drive into the gap and your center fielder makes a long run, dives, and catches it.
Okay, then I'm a team player.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, I want you to throw this pitch. No, throw this pitch.
Yeah.
No. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Defensive job is to catch their mistakes.
It's a simple game. Yeah. Throw the ball, hit the ball, catch the ball.
I mean, right.
Unless you're sitting at third base and you've got a grounder coming at you at about 146 miles an hour, then the game changes dramatically.
Yeah, survival.
Every
Thursday night.
Tiger Field.
On the green, yeah. Evening on the green.
Evening
we kind of stole that.
What time?
The concert starts at 8. Okay, gates open at 6:30 if you want to get there and mingle around and have some friends. You want to party a little bit. You want to have some food. You know, we're going to have pizza by the slice from Shasta Pizza and wings.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on expanding into more a little bit because they're right across the street from us.
Right.
And so we might even get some of their big sandwiches. We might start selling pieces of their big sandwiches and stuff like that, too.
Oh, good idea. But you go down there, and how long does it last?
August 26th will be the last concert.
No, I mean, how long does the concert last?
Oh, till 10. Till 10, 10 p.m.
8 to 10.
8 to 10. 2 hours of good music. We have a little tiny break in the middle and we give away raffle. We have concert shirts, you know, that have Evening on the Green logos on them. And on the back is the full lineup of the 10 concerts that we're doing this summer.
That's
so it's a nice little souvenir. And we give away more concert tickets for the future.
And I just want to remind everybody that on August 5th, a Thursday night, they're going to have
A birthday party. It's Michael Cornwell.
And it's going to be country that night. And I'm going to be down there celebrating my birthday.
And Rick's birthday.
And Rick's birthday. And
Voice Muse's birthday. And I'm inviting everybody to come down and join us. It's
big birthday party.
We had ladies out line dancing last week.
Yeah, well, talked about line dancing before you got in. you'll never, ever see me out there.
Okay.
You might see Linda. But $5 a ticket.
Yep.
There we go.
We'll have brand new grass because we're making a little bit of money on these things. But, you know, it's basically to take care of the field.
There you go.
And
to keep things going.
Get ready for the next season.
All the money goes back into the program.
Right.
Everything.
And
every new thing that's added belongs to the city of Reading. So when Rick, at some time in 40
doesn't
or 50
belong
years,
to Rick
moves
Bizet.
On,
right,
it'll be there ready to go.
It already is there, yep.
Okay.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate
good
the opportunity
to see you,
to come
of
in.
Of course,
Trish.
Rick. We'll be right back after the news. It's going to be open line Thursday.
You got something to say? Now's your chance.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fires burning in the western part of the country and in Canada, now blanketing much of the continent. That includes thousands of miles away on the East Coast. New Yorker Greg Marino.
I mean, the air is unhealthy. It's, like, noticeably harder to breathe.
Pollution from smoke reached unhealthy levels this week in communities stretching all the way from Washington State to Washington, D.C. President Biden answered several pandemic-related questions at his televised town hall meeting last night.
Asked about a new surge in coronavirus cases, the president said getting vaccinated is the remedy. He told an audience in Cincinnati that we have a pandemic for those who haven't gotten a vaccination. In a CNN town hall, Mr. Biden also said the CDC will probably recommend that children under age 12 wear masks in school. The president predicted that a vaccine for younger children will be available soon, but he offered no timetable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
First Lady Jill Biden, leading a U.S. delegation to the Olympic Games in Tokyo, made a stop off in Alaska, where she talked about the importance of getting people vaccinated, including in remote areas.
We know that this last push is really the hardest of all. I mean, look at the numbers today, how they're going up, and it's people who are not vaccinated.
The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee has fired the director of the opening ceremony because of a Holocaust joke he made during a comedy show back in 1998. The Organizing Committee President Seiko Hashimoto said the opening ceremony director Kentaro Kobayashi has been dismissed. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits rose last week from the lowest point of the pandemic, even as the job market overall appears to be rebounding on the strength of a reopened economy. Jobless claims increased to 419,000. It's been a mixed bag on Wall Street in early trading. Right now, the Dow is down about 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan, or increase our monthly payment too much, or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home, while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist, number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Two passenger jets from low-cost carrier Fly Dubai and Bahrain-based Gulf Air collided with each other on the taxiway at Dubai International Airport this morning.
Authorities report no injuries in the incident. Fly Dubai says one of its Boeing 737-800s heading to Kyrgyzstan found itself affected by a minor incident and was forced to return to the stand. It says passengers took a later flight, which departed 6 hours later.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. More heavy rain expected in the Chinese province of Hunan, where flooding has forced nearly 400,000 people to leave their homes.
Amidst more heavy rain, the residents of Zhengzhou are picking through the debris of calamitous flash flooding, which hit the regional capital, turning streets into powerful muddy rivers. Some locals have tried to leave the city, which still has patchy electricity and is difficult to move around.
That's the BBC's Stephen McDonald reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Top U.S. and South Korean officials have agreed to try and convince North Korea to return to talks on its nuclear program, which Pyongyang has insisted it won't do in protest of what it calls U.S. hostility. We get an update from correspondent Zaria Shackley.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman was installed as part of a regional tour that will take her to China this weekend. She'll be the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit China since President Joe Biden took office in January. She has met South Korean Foreign Minister Chang Yi-yong for talks on North Korea, the military alliance between Seoul and Washington, and other regional issues. Chang's ministry said in a statement the two decided to continue close consultations to get North Korea to return to talks. I'm Zaria Shakili.
President Biden's administration says it's making $3 billion in economic development grants available to communities all across the country. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday, July the 22nd, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Jared's at the helm. And, of course, you know, Jared, why do you always act like it's a surprise? Because you know I do it twice during the show.
Short memory.
Speaking of which, I was trying to win money off of Jared today. Now, Jared, who there's nothing to get by this guy. I'm serious. You know, we've got like he's got all these things he's pushing. He's got people calling in. He's looking up music. He's looking up things that I want to have played. And I said, and he comes in and I mentioned that, yeah, the second barbecue out there. He goes, there's no second barbecue. Next to us is, what's the name of the place?
It's Odell's.
And they, oh my gosh, great barbecue. I mean, they do brisket. I mean, they've got, anyway. But they have their smoker or cooker is right out in the parking lot. And they have one, and it's a big white one, the new one. And then they just moved in their second one today. And I said, yeah, I said, got two. And Jared looks at me. He goes, there's not two out there. I went, there's two out there, Jared. He goes, there's not two out there. And I said, want to bet some money? And as soon as I said that, Jared goes, no. And so we walked out. There's the second one. Jared, you would have bet a dog, right, for that?
Like I told you, it was too early. I didn't even know what that.
I mean, yeah.
I would have lost money if I.
Well, yeah, but as soon as I want
to
bet.
People. They moved one of them because it used to be on one side.
Yes.
Then they moved it. And yeah. So I thought Carl just noticed that. In reality, it was me not noticing both barbecues.
Well, that could be too. Carl didn't
it's
notice
early
it.
When you
Carl
come
didn't
in.
Notice it for 2 weeks and then he noticed it. Yeah, that could be true. Okay. What's the weather look like, hon?
Well, it's 75 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. It's going to raise up to 104 degrees today. Smoky out there. Clear tonight, but low of 69. On Friday, hot 106. Low of 71. On Saturday, again hot 109. Only cooling down to 74 on Saturday night. On Sunday, 107 and a low of 73. Monday, 104. Going into next week, we're still going to stay in the hundreds through the middle of the week. No relief in sight. So stay cool, stay hydrated, stay inside.
Hydrated,
we're really important. And please keep your animals inside. Give them a break. Don't be out walking them in this heat. It's just,
and if you are, make sure that you try to keep them on the grass and not the pavement.
Absolutely. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
At the risk of starting a huge who knows what, I'm going to talk about this, is the number one women's soccer team in the world, the U.S., played their first game in the Olympics because even though opening day is tomorrow in the Olympics, Some of the sports start early because of the number of games they have to play. And the U.S. women's soccer team, like I said, rated first in the world, undefeated in so many matches. 47 matches. They knelt before the game in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. And then the Swedes beat them 3-0. They couldn't even score a goal. Now, the comments that you got were just, I mean, scathing comments.
Karma's terrible.
And all this. But the Babylon Bee, in case you didn't know it, is a satirical news site. I mean, it makes up stuff. But people will put it on another social media site like Facebook, and people just go berserk because they think it's true.
They think it's real.
Oh, they think it's real. So they had two headlines. inspiring U.S. women's soccer team to boycott scoring goals to U.S. women's soccer team to boycott scoring goals until racism is defeated. So that's it, you know. And so, and then their second one, I thought that was really funny. The second one, to improve Olympic chances, U.S. women's soccer team replaced by 15-year-old boys team in wigs. And they've got the purple wig, you know, the same color hair that
And unfortunately,
has.
People will take that and put it out there, and that'll be a story.
I'm going to put out the first one.
The first one, absolutely.
The first one is funny.
Because that certainly explains why they weren't able to score.
Yeah, now that was in humor. But there were some others in here who were pretty scathing. Perhaps you should have practiced scoring more than kneeling. Things like that.
Yeah. So. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, just moves right on. I'm working real hard to get some of the water people from around here, Clear Creek, and we had Pace Engineering on the other day. Their president, chief engineer, talking about wastewater. And I've been beating the drum a lot about reclaimed water.
When you had Pace on, and I'm going to have to go back and listen to that because they were involved and certainly did the ground area water study that we did, 20 years ago, basically defining and calculating the water that was in the Redding Area Water Basin, which is a huge basin that sits under, the city of Anderson, the city of Redding, the main course of that is under the city of Anderson, but it pretty much encompasses what we refer to as the central area, skir area of Shasta County. But it's huge, and we did a study to model that to define how much water actually is contained in that, based on the fact that the state keeps trying to take away our surface water rights and make us use our groundwater, and we don't want to be pushed into the position of having to use up all of our groundwater and then not have the surface water available to us.
Well, and there was a article in the Record Searchlight about it was an opinion column, and it was California should invest in recycled water to fight drought. Now, see, I thought that, frankly, that was not given a lot of time and effort. But the lady who wrote this, Jennifer West, talked about how we need to use reclaimed water and that we need to spend $500 billion. Now you say to yourself, I mean, that's a lot of money, but it's a drop in the bucket when it comes to water. Being able to use that reclaimed water that right now in LA just goes out into the ocean, that we turn it around and we can use it for agriculture. We can use it, and now you can even
use it for everything.
You can actually, it's potable water in many ways, so it can actually be used again in households. But instead of just dumping it into the river, or dumping it into the ocean, save that, reclaim it, use it for agriculture, animals, and people.
And how many
hundreds of billions of gallons is that?
And they have been doing that across the United States for many, many years.
Yes.
When I first got involved in politics, it was based over the argument about the Stillwater treatment plant that was being placed by the city of Redding next to the city of Anderson. That was, as those of you who were around at that time remember, that was a huge battle. About the location of that sewer plant. As a result of that, I got to the point where when I was on the city council in Anderson, my son used to say, first thing we do whenever we go to a city is we go and look at their sewage treatment plant, because I wanted to learn everything I could about the different ways and the different methods of doing sewage water cleanup. In many areas throughout the United States, if you go in, there's a big park in Denver, Colorado, I've forgotten the name of it, but anyway, it's this beautiful, green grounds area, and right in the middle of that park, I can't think of the name, but anyway, it's an amusement park, and it's got all kinds of gardens and greens, and everything is beautiful, and right in the middle of it is this great tower thing. It's their sewage treatment plant for the entire area, and all of that Harry and the whole community, the whole is
recycled water.
Recycled water.
Okay,
everything is funded.
I've been yelling at
Euclid Park.
I've been yelling at not yelling, but I've been ranting about we need to do more here in California.
Absolutely.
Well, as it turns out, California is doing more. You know, I got my statistics from somebody that was big in this, and I thought, well, why aren't we, of all places, California? Well, it turns out that California has been putting money into it. Now, the woman said, I don't know if I said $500 billion or $500 million. It's $500 million.
Okay, which you, you said billion.
Yeah, well, okay, it was $500 million into this. But here's some examples of things that are going on. And here's the plans. 30% of the city of Los Angeles's future water supply. Right now, it just pours out into the ocean. More than 16 billion gallons per year of recycled water for agricultural irrigation, recharging groundwater aquifers, and environmental preservation in the Sacramento region. 5 million gallons per day to replenish groundwater basins for agriculture and drinking water in Monterey. 8 million gallons per day in Silicon Valley, enough to supply 74,000 homes. So using reclaimed water makes sense.
By the mere act of putting it back into the soil itself purifies the water, and by the time it gets to the ground basin, it's completely pure. Most of the water that comes out of our sewage treatment plants right now,
You can drink.
It's a higher pH.
Yep. Somebody told me it has a higher pH, but which means a little more salinity in it. But you can, of course, you can do it. And so the fact that we are just letting billions of gallons of water just
disappear. Right down, right into the ocean.
Right into the ocean.
Makes absolutely no sense.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Hey, Nick, we'll get to you right after the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. She has built two teams, very professional teams, one for insurance advice and one for financial advice. And if you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401, give Judy's people a call. Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your life. With an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, everybody. 74 degrees out there, 8:21 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and the most complete firearms instruction you're going to get anywhere in the state, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in the state with over 46 different places they teach. Everywhere I've seen, you know, I see the Northern Firearms Instruction signs out, when I were coming back from the coast in Weaverville at their gun range they have out there. And it was like 100 and something. And I knew who it was out there, which one of the instructors it was. I just wanted to call him and just say, hey, you just came from 50, 65 degrees. How you doing? You know, probably after sweating. But if you want, to learn how to use a pistol, maybe you don't want a CCW, but you want to learn how to use a pistol or you want to learn how to use your pistol better, give Northern Firearms a call at 999-1822 or check out the different classes at usgunpro.com. You want a private class, get four or five of your friends and we can set up a private class. I've had private classes here and our extra, classroom space we have. We split it into two days, 4 hours of classroom instruction, and we go out to the range a couple of days later and qualify everybody on the range and give you all the information and everything you need to get your CCW. Northern Firearms Instruction. Trish Clark and I are here. What's in your craw today?
Well, we've got Nick. Oh,
Nick. Nick's in my craw.
Let's go, Nick.
You'll think I'm in your craw when I get done with you, buddy.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Only thing I do is I'm holding my hand up right now, Nick. So, and I just have to do is drop my hand.
You're just praying. And
guess what?
No,
I just drop my hand and you disappear.
Oh,
just like that.
Okay. Hey, listen, I've got two comments about the Anderson Cottonwood irrigation ditch and the canal, and the same applies to the Tehama Calusa Canal. The first thing I have to say about that is the Acid Canal took and sold some of their water rights and replaced it with wells tapping into the aquifer. And that leaves a dirty taste in my mouth. And I've talked to people that are on the Acid Canal District, and they felt the same way. That being said, I read years ago that 90% of the water that goes down the Acid Canal, they lose it into the ground. And it seems to me if you wanted to save water, you could line that canal, at least the main stem. The same with the Tehama Calusa Canal. You could line the bottoms of that and not lose your water. And on the main stems, you could even set up solar over the top of it to help slow down the evaporation. So there's other things you could do out there besides, save your wastewater. Are you still there?
I am. I was just listening to you.
Yeah.
You know,
everyone has their own opinion about the Acid Canal.
Yeah. I mean, for me, there is no one answer. But the recycling of water has to be up there in the top two or three. And I think, and here's something that's going, you know, which for some reason is difficult to do. It's, and I know it's difficult because we have water, and that's the idea of desalination plants. Like they have in the Middle East, that turn out hundreds of thousands of gallons of water a day.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Where are you going to find salt water in Shasta County to desalinate?
Well, I'm not talking
actually
about
out
that.
On the Millville Plains.
Oh, come on, Trish. Then you're fighting with a fairy shrimp. You'd have to buy a whole bunch of
Well, you asked where you could find salt water.
Well, you wanted to know. You
said you wanted to know
that.
Where there was salt water,
just,
and it's out in the Millville Plains.
Anyway, I wanted to bring up the point about the, losing the water on these irrigation canals. That's one way we could save some water. Have a great day.
Well, and just to that point, though, the water that's lost through the ground recharges the groundwater as it's doing it.
Okay,
I mean,
you know,
that water isn't really lost. It just recharges the groundwater.
And we have pumped out so much groundwater that, places are sinking. And when it sinks, then you start having construction problems. You start having a lot of different problems also. But let's go to the phones. David, good morning.
Yeah, you're right about the subsidence. They say that Bakersfield is, I think it's 11 feet deeper than it was 75 years ago. They've drilled out so much water down there.
It's got to be, once you start taking out that much water, which is holding, you know, which is a semi-stable, you know, for the ground, it's got to have some kind of impact.
And if you don't have the rainfall and the natural moisture to refurbish that on a regular basis, it's got to have an impact over a period of time.
And depending on where you're at, you start getting saline water coming in there and destroying the aquifers. Anyway, David, what else?
Yeah, well, that saline. I spent a lot of time down almost at Monterey. There's a Pajaro River down there where they grow a whole lot of strawberries and artichokes and whatnot. And the farmers down there have been drilling for well water for so long that it's – I mean, I'm not even sure if it's – I stopped learning about it 10, 15 years ago when they were at 1,200 feet. And they're basically at sea level. So 1,200 feet has got to be, 1,150 feet below sea level.
Wow.
So you're talking about some serious intrusion by, salt water. The ocean's got to be just pouring into that empty spot where the fresh water used to be.
And
so,
because something has to take its place. If something doesn't take its place, then you're going to start having construction problems where buildings and homes were built on a stable foundation, and then now if it's dropping, 11 feet, as you said, when I have no reason to disbelieve that at all, what's that do to construction and homes? I mean, it's got to have cracks, a minimum of cracking in your foundation, I would think.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, Dave, thanks very much.
Yeah, well, just to wrap up, there was, the infrastructure bill is in Congress right now, and every county really is supposed to put in a bid for the projects in their county for the infrastructure bill.
Uh-huh.
It's not supposed to be some Lord God in D.C. that decides what each county gets. It's all the congressmen get to vote on each other's district. But the counties still need to put in a bid. And I was pleased with that previous caller that was talking about with your canals putting solar across it. Because, when you start looking... I've seen different places around the state where they've got like parking lots just covered with solar panels, and very little chance of a fire. It provides shade for those cars in the hot sun, provides electricity. I'm trying to think of what hospital I was near where they had solar panels all over in their parking lot.
You go to Shasta College. If you're familiar with Shasta College, that's what they've done, and also right here in our DA, right outside the DA's office, they've got all solar panels up providing shade.
Well, go down to the city of Anderson, Vittles Restaurant has that parking lot up that's all solar covered and a charging station.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, and, like when 9/11 happened, there was a great fear that the terrorists were going to attack the nuclear power plants, and part of the trouble with, having a single-source power, whether it's coal-fire plant or a solar or a nuclear plant, it's a single location that could be attacked. But when you put solar panels all over the state, it's impossible to break it apart. And it just makes sense. I've been, you know, thinking that it, like we got Caltrans, Amtrak, they own a whole lot of right of way.
Yeah.
You know, we could be putting solar panels all along these highways, and you know, the idea that this newest fire probably was caused by PG&E not maintaining their trees. When you start
Dixie
putting
fire.
Solar panels, yeah. you know, along the highway, it becomes easier for the fire trucks to, you know, come
yeah.
in and shut something down.
Hey, David, we got to run here. We're on a hard break here. But thank you so much for your phone call. A lot of information here. Now, the last thing I will say is when you know, single points of failure, you really have to worry about. But we found the single points of failure is not necessarily the production facilities. It's the delivery facilities, as we've shown by these hackers from China and Russia,
yeah.
which we've done nothing about. The Biden administration's done nothing. Can I say that again? Nothing about. So you go after the distribution network, and somewhere in there is a hub or four hubs, and you just have to hit one of them.
Yep.
AT&T right here in town. You might be surprised if something hit that hub, what would stop? Not just phones. There would be a whole lot of other things that stopped. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. If you've been suffering from orthopedic injury, sprains, or strains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. In fact, they're going to be on the show here soon, Kevin and Rachel, to talk about how they can tweak you and set a program up to get you back into shape again. Help you rehab that, you know, say you've got a knee or a shoulder that needs help. They have specific plans. They have wealth of information everywhere from working with the U.S. gymnastics team to pro football and more. That's Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Give them a call at 533-5030 today. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
If
the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Walker. Phone line to your 605-456-7. It's open. It's open line Thursday. So if you got something stuck in your car, talk about anything you want. Today, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 244-9478. They work in appointments only. This is the only place I've had my hair cut since living in Reading, which means the longest one place I've ever gone to get a haircut, except in the Marine Corps, but then it was different barbers all the time. Including my first sergeant, who gave me a haircut in Somalia a couple times, and other Marines that give each other haircuts when we're deployed. I used to give haircuts. I've offered to stand in for them, and they said, "Well, what's your experience?" I said, "I can give some haircuts." I said, "When I was in Somalia, and I was in the dish in Mogadishu, somebody said, 'Colonel, you wanna cut somebody's hair?'" And I walked up there and I said, "How hard can this be?" And after I did the first one,
nobody was in line.
Well, no, it was after that. I would ask them, when am I rotating you out of here, son? And if it was less than 30 days, I'd let first sergeant cut it. But if it was me, yeah, I can go for it. I could leave strips. I gave this one guy a mohawk. I mean, a real good mohawk. Then a couple others wanted it. But I had to hang up my, I hung up my clippers at one point. Okay. The Texas Democrats who fled has nothing to do with California, but I find this so amusing, just amusing. They fled Texas so they wouldn't have to vote on the voters, on the voting bill in Texas. So they have photos of themselves in private jets.
No mask.
Cases of beer. They are being, touted by the Democrats in D.C. Oh, you people
are so
great.
Everybody wants to meet with them. They're so great.
Yet when the Republicans left a different states so they couldn't vote on things, they were called traitors. They were called all these things, but not
shirking their duty.
But here's my favorite part. They brought COVID with them, and they gave COVID to Vice President Harris's people, maybe even her. She went in for a COVID test, and they were denying it, but they finally said, yeah, okay, she went in for a COVID test. Pelosi's people got COVID. I mean,
this is the mask party.
This is the mask party.
They downplayed it so, I mean, they just haven't made an issue out of it. The Republicans have extended the session, so when they go back, and they all gotta go back eventually, they're going to have to vote on this bill because they just need them there so they can pass it.
Now here's the other thing on these voting rights bills. Joe Biden, bless his heart, said that this is the biggest problem we've had, including, in his words, I'm paraphrasing, the Civil War is his voting rights bills. Yet Georgia's voting rights bill that they proposed, that they passed, that he sicked his Department of Justice on, is much less restrictive than Delaware's, where Biden is from. And the All-Star Game, which, by the way, took a massive hit in viewership, moved it from Atlanta because of this to Denver, Colorado, whose voting regulations are much stricter than the ones that Georgia passed. You know, so this is such hypocrisy when I see this. The vast majority of the people in the United States thinks it's great to show your ID to vote. 84%, that's across the board.
But the point that everybody is missing about this whole voting rights thing is that the federal government doesn't have anything to do with it. This is a state's issue. It specifically states in every
that's
state
right.
that states set up their criteria. Local, the federal government needs to get their nose out of it. They have no right messing with any state's rights issues. And why do we keep comparing Georgia to the state that Biden comes from? His states are much more restrictive. Who cares? Each state.
Well, but my point is
I know.
Yeah, you know what my point is that it's hypocritical. They're attacking the states. Now here's the thing.
And everybody, you have to show an ID to do darn near anything. You end up showing an ID to buy alcohol, even in grocery stores now.
I still have to show my ID.
In certain places, you have to show your ID.
Usually when she asks me that, I give her a hug, too.
Well, but I mean, the point is, everybody has an ID. If I was part of the people that they say couldn't have an ID, I would be so insulted that I'm too stupid, I'm too poor, too whatever, that I can't get an ID.
And this is what I've heard from people of different ethnic backgrounds is, saying that a certain, group of people, whether you're poor or Latino or black or whatever, to say that that they can't get an ID is derogatory and condescending. And I don't know anybody that can't get an ID. And then for Kamala Harris to say, well, people in the rural areas don't have access to Kinko's to get copies of things for their documents. And I thought, this is where you're from. I mean, Kamala, come on. Are you that out of touch?
You know, I would say to you that they are. We see them and we see their lifestyle. We see how they live. They don't see us. They don't see the flyover country. They know how the coasts live. They don't see how people live in South Dakota, how they live in Tennessee, how they live in Shasta County.
Yeah.
They don't see us. They have no clue how we live our life.
And this is why the GAV is being recalled. The GAV. Because he has this idea that we're all the same in this state, that what's right for L.A. is right for Redding.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Yeah. Every time I mention the GAV. Because, you know, he makes these rules. And, you know, you have L.A. County doing something. It has nothing to do with Shasta County.
Makes no sense.
It makes no sense for Alturas, MoDoc County. It makes no sense for these things. Instead of, you know, having the confidence in the people of this state to say, I trust you to make the right decisions for your county, because every county is different. But that's not what we get. And it ends up in court fights. It ends up with him having to back off. It ends up with, you know, even the Ninth Circuit turning it down. So
the good thing, if one good thing has come out of this whole COVID lockdown strategy that hit the world, is that in the United States, in every community across the United States, local school boards are being challenged. Local city councils are being challenged. Local boards of supervisors are being challenged because we got the attention of the citizens of the United States that things were happening. They became aware of what's happening in their government. They're finally realizing they can do very little about what happens in Washington, D.C. and in Sacramento. But if they get involved in their local communities, you can actually make a difference.
Absolutely.
I've been preaching that forever, and I, whether you're for or against the recall in Shasta County or the school boards across the nation, I am delighted to see the citizens of this United States, from the young to the old, getting involved, figuring out what's happening, and actually speaking out and being involved in their local government.
And people don't like it. People don't like it because it's scary. Oh, well, they haven't done any. Well, you know what? There have been decisions made from the local all the way up, of course, to the presidential level.
That's right.
That just aren't right.
And they need to be challenged.
And they need
and
to
we,
be,
the people, need to challenge
they
them.
Need to be challenged. Now, does it mean, is it enough to recall people? I don't know. And we won't know.
Until they see if they get the signatures.
See if we get
if
the signatures.
If they get the signatures, and then the people have an opportunity to vote, and that will make the decision. That's what our Constitution provides for. You don't like what your elected officials are doing, you vote them out, or you can call them, you can recall them. There's a process. The process is in going through the, right now, it's right. working its way through the system. They're going to get the signatures. If they get enough for each one of those supervisors, it'll be placed on the ballot. The people will vote, and they speak. The Board of Supervisors, the people that are opposed to the recall have their opportunity to make their case, make their fight. The other side makes theirs, and the people vote and make the decision. That's how our Constitution works, and it's I'm delighted
I love
at
the way
every
it
level
I love the way
to
it works.
See people getting
I
involved.
Applaud, I applaud the people that have that are doing the recall because it is your right to do
they
it.
They have every
now,
right to do it.
On the other hand, you know do I do I agree with everything? I am so supportive of it. And people that are opposed to it, you can, don't be opposed to the recall. You can be opposed to the reasons. That's fine. But, you know,
you can't oppose the recall. It's our constitutional
right. You may not like the reason, so you can argue against the reason.
And you have an
it.
Opportunity to vote if you live in one of those three
That's
districts.
Right.
You can vote your pleasure. But we need to get beyond the rancor of two individuals, one on each side, that's overwhelming and taking control of this whole process. Get back to the reasons and the right of the people to have a voice in their government.
There you go. I do find it interesting that the people opposing the recall are boycotting the only locally owned radio station around here, talk radio station. It's been around 11 years. Because for whatever reason is, your people are too conservative to think. That's what I'm getting. What do you mean too conservative? We have people of all persuasions listen to our station. We have the second highest rated show in the nation. We have the third highest rated show in the nation. And we have the fifth highest rated show in the station. I mean, in the nation, on the station. So you got to think about that.
Yeah.
Those are big numbers you're talking about. And I find it interesting how they boycott our station and then put their money in corporate stations who aren't even located here.
Yeah.
Not even
located
in the
owned.
State. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just my, okay. Okay. That was my little rant right there. 8:47 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. You know, besides the fact, you know, what they have done, you know, by putting money out there to hire firefighters for clearing land, and then those firefighters are now on engines, REU is busy working with the other city departments on vegetation clearing to mitigate wildfire risk to our community. You can help with this. How? By trimming shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home and clearing dead vegetation on your property. We need to work together to try and keep the wildfire out of our areas. And you can do that by this. If you need help with mitigation of these fuels, give the city a phone call. Give the county a phone call. And they will be more than happy to assist you. We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear.
It's July, and Black Bear Diner is celebrating red, white, and blue all month. Start your morning with two sweet cream pancakes topped with fresh sliced strawberries, our house-made blueberry topping, and whipped cream. Or finish off your favorite Black Bear Diner meal with our California cheesecake, drizzled with blueberry and strawberry toppings, plus whipped cream. Come visit us at the diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order at blackbeardiner.com for takeout and delivery.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Peacock Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today is the 22nd of July, 8:53 in the morning. It's 82 degrees right now, going up to 104 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Trish. At the city council voted not to impose water restrictions. It's still voluntary. But they also brought up the Mazzano in here yesterday. Did you know he was on The Price is Right and won a Jeep, a truck, and all types of stuff. And then he got hit with a $78,000 tax,
oh, for sure.
Taxes
yeah.
and all that.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I said, well, that's why when you get something like that, that
you sell
your old stuff to pay the taxes. Anyway, but one of the things we didn't talk about, and I just ran out of time, was they talked about the contract for the Civic Auditorium. There were people opposing it for a variety of reasons. You know, they wanted to extend the contract to Advance Reading because they've had it for the last, five, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
And, immediately, we supported it. Yes, it was a group from Bethel. But we supported it because right away we saved $1 million a year.
There you go.
In the Civic. Since then, they've had, they were supposed to have at least 60 events a year, and they've had more than that. It goes on and on and on. Plus, when the Civic was shut down, they still continued to pay the rent and all that. Well, there are people opposed to it. And one woman, I guess, stood up and said, I was greatly opposed to this because I also have that kind of business. But I heartily support now
what they've done
at Advance Reading, what they have done there. And Linda has, the guy that puts on all the shows, Nathan, I've come to know him, and I know how hard he works and how the relationships he's built over the years to get the that different acts in here. And mm-hmm.
Did they give the contract back?
That was not a voting thing then. That was just to open it up.
A discussion.
It was a discussion, and there were people against it. And I understand, open it up to other people. Well, okay, but how many other people are going to be able to step in and run something like this? Now, the Civic, it's not getting any
younger.
Newer. Yeah,
that's
it's
right.
not getting not. Newer every year.
They did a lot of improvements to that facility. I just think that when they have had such a great success in what they did, and there was all kinds of arguments, and they looked at a lot of different people when they first did that to begin with, I think they'd be short-sighted to even consider doing anything different. Recovering from the COVID, going through that process, give them an opportunity, a known quantity, to go ahead and continue got going.
Give them a two-year extension to see what happens, and then you can put out, if you're not happy with it, put out a request.
I think it'd be very short-sighted at this point, recovering from what we went through for a year and a half with the COVID thing, to try to bring somebody new in there from the ground up to start a process. That would make absolutely no sense.
And the other thing they did was the other night was they voted to increase the bonuses for policemen, to hire policemen to come in, to come on the, right now there are other cities out there that have got, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 bonuses to get lat moves into their cities. Ours, I think we raised it to $10,000. And that is from somebody coming from another district that now falls under our rules, which means the longer a time he has to serve, less his retirement and all that. However, where they used to get 200 applicants, they may get 20, and then out of that 20, we have
19 that can't pass the drug test.
Well, we have 40% that we put through post, or from the time that they're okay, from the time they start post to the time that they are operating that car by themselves, which is like an 18-month period for the whole training and then being with other officers and all that. Only 40% make it.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Do you know, in what we've gone through in this United States, and not so much here, but right now, the thought process that would bring someone to think they want to be a police officer, that's hard-pressed. We don't have the returning military, which is a good source for law enforcement. We don't have so many of those coming back because fewer people are enlisting and being a part
of it. They're forcing people out right now too.
Exactly.
They're cutting back, and you don't hear about it because it's not announced like we're going to cut.
Well, because you don't hear about anything that's happening because the media only covers what the present administration wants them to cover. We don't have a clue what's going on in this United States.
Okay, we got to run, but tomorrow, Dr. Doug Craig is going to join me at 8 o'clock, and we're going to discuss critical race theory. We're going to discuss what it is. We both have our own thoughts about that. We're probably going to discuss immigration And what's going on with this, that I just saw the statistic, 30% of the illegals that come in here refuse the vaccination. Well, if that's the case, then if it's really that big a thing, I would just put them on a bus back home.
Well, I'd like to know how, if the illegals, we can take all these surveys and have all these accurate information about a class of people that are in our country illegally. We obviously know where they're at and what they're doing. Why are they still here?
Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Well, I won't.
Which are you?
Back down. No, I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.